It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Good morning, Prime Minister-elect Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, my good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well.
Congratulations, firstly.
Thank you. Thank you. It has been a very busy time.
Hasn't it? And like I say, unlike the winner of Bird of the Year, you have got a lot to do now.
Yes, there's plenty.
As it seems all the interviewers that have interviewed you so far since the announcements have been trying to drill into you. This is very important. This is a very grown-up job. There's a lot of, a little bit patronising, I thought. What do you actually have to do today? Today's a big day, isn't it?
It is. So today we're formally signing off our coalition and confidence and supply agreements with our support parties. And then that's you know, a bit of work to finalise that. I've got meetings as well with the policy advisors who are helping us get our 100-day plan underway. I'm meant to have a phone call with Justin Trudeau later on this
week. Ooh!
Morning. Yeah. and then later tonight, attending a dinner in honour of the President of Ireland.
So, wow.
Yeah, a busy day.
It's a busy day. So how do we formally describe what will be our new government for the next 3 years?
Oh, you'll have a range of options. It will be a Labour-led coalition government. You could call it equally a Labour New Zealand First coalition government with confidence and supply from the New Zealand Green Party. So that's probably the full title, but so, I think probably it'll just be called Labour-led.
Wow. Now, so if we describe it as that, what does that actually mean? So it means that it's a Labour-led government. You're the Prime Minister. It's been leaked, or sort of was it common knowledge that Winston Peters will be the deputy? That's part of the deal. So Labour-led government in coalition with New Zealand First and the Greens and Confidence and Supply. How does that work for people who are confused?
Yeah, just to explain really briefly. So government is run by an executive made up of ministers. There are 20 ministers who will sit inside cabinet. They're the people who make the big day-to-day decisions across the board for the government. And then, of course, they've got their individual areas they work in. So sitting around that table will be 16 ministers from Labor and 4 ministers from New Zealand First. That means we work collectively on the same agenda and to formulate our plans going forward. The Green Party will also have 3 ministers, but they will sit outside of cabinet. That means that whilst they're not at the table for the day-to-day decision-making, they have still ministerial responsibility for some pretty important areas of work, and they've allocated who those ministers are likely to be, and it includes, for instance, James Shaw. Anything that we want to do, we will get tick-off from both New Zealand First and the Green Party. So right. Even though one's sitting at the table all of the time, actually we will be working alongside the Green Party consistently as well, because just like with past coalition or past confidence and supply arrangements, there's always been a requirement to get support from parties other than the major party, because you can't get the legislation through otherwise. And I guess the other thing I'd say is that, you know, we've only been able to do this because that's actually where the majority block of votes fell.
Exactly. You see, this is the thing, majority block of votes.
Yeah. So we've turned the majority of voters' support into the government that they voted for. So that's what we've done.
So you've had very little time, I guess, to get your head around the fact that even not a lot of time to actually be the deputy leader of Labour, not a lot of time to get your head around being the leader of Labour, and then now, whoa, here we go, now look what you've done. But how much time have you had to sort of run scenarios and imagine what it's going to be like running government with Winston Peters as your deputy and with four ministers from New Zealand First?
Oh, look, that part of it is just MMP. You know, that part of it is, it's not something really that, you know, you have to get your head around too much. You know, we would be in this environment working alongside those parties, whether they were at the table or not. That would just be the nature. This actually makes it a bit easier day to day, because rather than making decisions and then going out and getting the support of parties, actually you're doing it through consensus together. But in terms of just getting, you know, spending a bit of time reflecting on it myself, well, I've spent a lot of time thinking about our plans. I've spent 9 years thinking about those. and now we have an opportunity to implement them. So that's really exciting. The fact that I'm personally the one leading the pack, that's something I'll probably think a lot more about in the future. There's not a lot of time to think about that now.
They were very, very, very secretive at the time, but apparently eventually we'll have all the details of what went on in the coalition talks with New Zealand First and what went on with National and New Zealand First. How did you find the conditions a lot of pressure, obviously, but how did you find the conditions during those talks, and what things surprised you as far as making progress?
I actually found it really constructive process. I think if you're going to go into an agreement with anyone that's going to be durable and long-lasting, you need to have a good understanding of where you all sit on a range of issues. So those days we spent together really was us doing a forward look. If something's to come up in any of these areas, where are we likely to position ourselves, and are we comfortable with that? So it was a really useful process. I don't know that you will hear what was discussed by, for instance, National, because negotiating table, because they themselves have said that they're not going to breach confidence and the confidentiality of those negotiations. Right. So we may never know what they offered, but my instinct certainly is that. I don't necessarily believe that we were offering more. I just think we had a policy platform that mirrored what New Zealand First wanted to do.
I can't imagine how you felt when that announcement was being made. But that man plays a fish so well. It was just back and forth and up and down. Where's it going to? And then boom. And there was so that must have been quite. That must have been a really intense moment. And it also says that I don't really have a lot of time for Winston Peters usually, but I thought it was a very. Probably one of the most considered things that he's said about politics. Just the way he put, and no one's going to agree with me. A whole bunch of uninformed idiots on Twitter will say will disagree. But I just thought it was very interesting, his reasoning. And I thought, you know, he really did choose to go with the what he's eventually gone with, because it's the right thing to do. And I could sense that he was really and maybe I'm wrong, but a bit disappointed with the form of National. And I think that's surprised the hell out of a lot of National supporters.
Yeah.
Does it surprise you that National sort of came out looking like they'd lost a bit of form?
I went in really just thinking about what can we do to make sure that we find some consensus but are still sticking to the things that we campaigned on. And I think all the parties probably went in with that a bit. You know, we've got to make sure that we're true to, you know, the faith that people placed in us when they voted for us.
Sure.
And making sure that we're, you know, there's always going to be a bit of a give and take in a negotiation, but making sure that you broadly, you're sticking to your values. So that was the focus for us.
Sure.
I knew from the moment that I heard Winston start talking about the economic environment, that was the moment I thought, I think he's chosen us, because the kind of reform and change that he wants, in terms of, you know, just people's quality of life, their standard of living, you're not going to get that from National. You just would have got the status quo with some additional tack-ons.
I was listening to a bit of talk back over the weekend. I read a lot of stuff. I have been talking to a lot of people about the new government, and I'm interested to know what. I know you've probably been busy doing work stuff, but you know what? Now that people know what's happening, what seem to be the things that are really which policies have really resonated with people? I've really noticed a lot of people talking about the free mental health care for under 25-year-olds. Something that really has stuck out for me just in the last couple of days. Have been any that have stuck out for you? Any sort of?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's something that we feel really strongly about, and to have a party advocate for that was great as well. You'll see today in the New Zealand First Agreement a really strong emphasis on regional economic development and jobs, just saying, look, the regions have been neglected. You know, there's a lot of people and a lot of kids in a lot of towns that just don't have as much hope as they perhaps used to. So there's a real focus in there on just getting back to some basics, same with government services. So I don't think it'll be an agreement that surprises people. I think they'll think, yeah, this actually looks like a good, solid, you know, Labor-led government.
Now, in 3 weeks, you're going to be heading to APEC. Ooh, that's very grown up and very leader of the world, isn't it?
To wear a silly shirt.
It's not about the silly shirts. It's getting to meet some of the other powerful people in the world. And how much preparation are you? I mean, you must be swatting up hard for that. What do you need to do before you go to APEC to make sure that the policies for New Zealand that you've been talking about get up and running? Because three weeks, you're going to be away. She'll be away.
Yeah. And the big preparation for us there is the renegotiation of TPP 11. And so our focus, as we said during the campaign, was making sure that we get an outcome that means we can protect our domestic housing market. So that'll be a big focus for us, finding a mechanism to do that. And at APEC, making it clear that that's our intention, protecting, you know, and supporting our exporters, but also protecting our domestic housing market.
So if you're walking around meeting all the leaders, going, hi, lovely to meet you. Yes, we won't be selling any property to your people. Also, none to you. And you won't be welcome to buy any property either.
Which is actually the same as what most countries
this
do.
This is what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we just seem to be out there on our own at the moment. So we'll be working away on that.
That's a exciting thing to look forward to. You've spoken with some of the world leaders so far. Like I say, Justin Trudeau from Canada today. You'll be speaking to. You spoke to Donald Trump. Whee! And have there been any of the leaders that you particularly were excited to hear from that had good chat?
Oh, look, all of the conversations have been, you know, really constructive. Most, you know, just want to congratulate us on the outcome of the election. And then, of course, there's an opportunity for long conversation in the future. But, of course, the calls with Australia and the UK, for instance, important to New Zealand's relationship. So they were early on and they were good.
All right. Now, so before we go, when do we find out about who gets what portfolio, who's in charge
Wednesday.
Of what, and when it'll kick? Wednesday?
And
that's tomorrow.
Swearing in Thursday, and then we'll pretty much have cabinet meeting Thursday afternoon and a bit of Friday as well.
So then all the interviewers will be going, but what's happening? But what about this? Do you think you'll be able to do that? Do you think you'll be able to do this? Do you think this will happen? But what about this? You said this. You'll be able to answer all those questions, won't you?
Indeed.
Hey, Jacinda Ardern, congratulations to you and the Labor Party. And, of course, New Zealand First Day and the Greens on the outcome of the general election of 2017. Yes, like I said, now look what you've done.
Thanks, Mikey. I'll talk to you soon.
See you later. Speak to you next week. Thank you very much.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.